From Calvary Church of Santa Ana, this is the Calvary Life Podcast, the show where we share stories, tell jokes, and have discussions about faith, life, and God with people from Calvary Church. Here are your hosts, Eric and Matt.
All right, welcome to the Calvary Life Podcast, the very first one. Matt, are you excited for this?
I'm so excited. This is the Genesis Podcast.
That's right.
It's the very first one, very beginnings.
The beginnings of the whole thing. I'm Eric Wakeling here with you.
And I'm Matt Davis, also here with you.
That's right. We are getting this thing started, having a podcast. We've never done this at Calvary before. What in the world? Why are we doing this, Matt? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, and I think that that's what we are here to talk about. That's the whole purpose of this very first one. It's the intro. Why are they doing this? Do we just not have enough time to do everything else? We have so much time that this is all we got to do.
Right, so much time. We just wanted to play with some new toys and be able to record some stuff that we think's interesting. No, we are excited for this because it's about the life of Calvary. So Calvary Life Podcast, right? It's all about life at Calvary, around Calvary, from Calvary. Really, the people of Calvary is what this is supposed to be about. But I don't know. Do you listen to podcasts, Matt?
Yeah, I'm a little bit more on the nerdy side. Surprise, surprise.
What do you mean nerdy? Like science?
Not science.
Math podcasts?
You know, believe it or not, like science is the one thing that I struggle. I struggle with
science. Oh, but you do like the math podcast then.
I could get into a good math podcast, perhaps, but it's more visual. So I'm the guy that if I listen to a podcast, I'm listening to a sermon. I just love... I know some of you, you're out there and you're working out and some people love like good, like two-step country music or a little bit of rap. If you ever see me running on the side of the road or even on a treadmill, I'm most definitely listening to a podcast sermon.
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 Wow. That's incredible.
Just give me that deep theology. I love it.
That's good. Can I be super honest here in the very first Calvary Life podcast?
I think vulnerability is going to help here.
This is going to sound so bad. I don't really like listening to sermons.
Okay. How does that feel?
Yeah. How do the people feel of a person that gives a lot of sermons? Yeah. I do like listening to your sermons, Matt. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Yes, I actually really do.
But after the fact or during, like live while it's actually happening?
Live while it's after the fact. I try to forget as much as possible.
Well, I do the same with my own actually too. I can't imagine... Every once in a while having to listen to myself again.
Yeah. Sermons are something that I know is good for me, so I'll do it.
Yep.
I listen to them because I know it's good for me, but it's not something that I choose. So I'm not advocating that everyone not listen to sermons. We'll actually be posting on our podcast channels. Like we want to be posting the sermons of each week as well, but we encourage you to come to church. But if you can't come, you know, it's great to be able to listen to it later or to listen to it again, stuff like that.
And we have our missionaries worldwide. And so this is just another great way for them all over the world to be able to chime in and be able to listen to the sermons that have come up on the last Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. So I actually really love podcasts. I do love listening to podcasts. I listen to some political podcasts. I try to listen to some kind of left or right leaning, both to get like, what are perspectives of different people out there? I like listening to sports podcasts sometimes. I listen to some surfing podcasts, which is weird.
Yeah. What do they talk?
Like, there's this guy, this Australian guy named Mark Occhialupo that was like a big surfer in the 80s. And he talks about, he just interviews other people about
just
surfing.
Shredding the surf.
Yeah. Shredding the gnar.
Shredding the gnar. The biggest wave I ever surfed. And there we go. That's kind of a sad story.
I listen to food podcasts.
Okay.
I like some different food or chefs. I'm into that kind of stuff. And then I like this one called How I Built This. That's about how businesses got started, different entrepreneurs and how they start businesses.
Okay. So what's really great is a lot of times you see things, whether it's on TV or radio or whatever, but the podcast is what kind of opens up the back door and says, come on in and we're going to show you some of the things that happen behind the scenes. You get to know the people who are putting those on.
Right.
And honestly, a lot of the time it's almost more fun for me to see the behind the scenes stuff.
Yes, yes.
So I think that that's a little bit of our hope and incentive with this is that there is some stuff that happens behind the scenes. And a lot of times we are part of a bigger story. We get to know more of the story And honestly, on a Sunday morning, we don't always have the opportunity to tell that and to really contextualize what's going on.
Exactly. Exactly. A lot of times even we'll have somebody, you know, share a story at Calvary like that. We'll be excited about them sharing a testimony about something or something happened in their life. But it needs to be this, you know, 3 to 5 minute version.
Yep.
It's cool. If we on this podcast, we could have those folks come in and be able to sit down and talk for, you know, 45 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever that is about that thing, which yep. I think could be really cool.
So one day you come to me and you say, so, Matt, I want to do a podcast. And I thought, oh, this is what it's going to be like to have Eric Wakeling be the senior pastor. New ideas, all kinds of stuff just flowing forth. And now here we are and it's happening. So what was your like big motivation for wanting to like have this happen here for us?
Yeah, I think a big part of it is being able to kind of like expand on the Sunday morning experience, like just be able to have us talk deeper about certain things. I think it'd be cool for us to be able to talk about like issues in the world or in culture, society, things that come up. You know, a lot of times like something big happens in our world. And it's hard because we want to be a church that is a Bible preaching church. Like on Sunday mornings, we're preaching the word. We're going through a text. We're digging deep into that text as much as we can and talking about it. And then sometimes, you know, on Friday, there's some shooting or tragedy or whatever in the world.
Yeah, earthquake or.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, we might be able to mention it and pray for it, but it's pretty hard for us to really be able to talk about it. And so I'd love for there to be a way. I think that's how this, I think, more started is like a way for us to be able to talk about some of that stuff. I think it's kind of grown in some different ways as well. And we're going to have to see how, you know, as we go, how we're able to talk about that. One thing I do want to say is we don't claim to be experts on everything.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Please don't expect that from us.
So we can't just have some massive, you know, thing, something happens and it's all of a sudden some shooting happens and now we're supposed to be gun rights experts or whatever that would be, right? Absolutely. Violence in America, mental health experts, like all of a sudden we've got it all figured out. We do not have it all figured out, but we'd love to process it a bit, talk to some people, maybe bring in some people that are experts.
Yeah, right? I feel like one really great thing, we are at a hub here in Orange County, and I feel like God's put us in connection with a lot of really great people who are experts in different areas and different fields, and oftentimes cross our paths here at Calvary, whether it's a conference here or just through certain friendships. And so, hey, it would be great. We know this person. Let's bring them in and let's have a good conversation to be able to think through this biblically, think through this. How does this impact our life? Because we are human people, right? Like right. we are the first ones to take ourselves off the pedestal and say, we are humans. We are not like superhuman pastors. Like we are just normal people who love Jesus and want to walk through this journey of life with people and lead them and say like, hey, this is the way to go. Follow us. But these yeah. things that happen in the world, they hit us. They impact yeah. us. We're both dads. Yep. We're both husbands. And we're processing through what's going on in this world through our own human lens and through biblical lens. And so how does this play out in our life?
Right. Exactly. And we both, you know, we study the word a lot. We're digging deep into our prayer life and we read a lot. You probably actually read more than I do. That's like thoughtful. Yeah. I read a little too much science fiction.
Yeah. I'm just as nerdy reading the books as I am listening to the podcast. Very one-dimensional life.
No, it's good. It's good. I am growing in that as much as I can. I'm a big reader. I just I read weird stuff, man. But
that's a different podcast. I think we should just take a whole episode on that. And I don't even need you for it. I'll just talk all about you.
I could use, you know, Pastor Tim Nellis. He is way even nerdier than I am about science fiction novels. Oh, so
okay.
I just outed him on that, but I think he's okay with it. Hopefully.
Right away on the first one.
First one. I know.
There
Love
go.
You, Tim. But okay. So that was one part of it with issues. Another thing was we talked about was cutting room floor. Now, what can you explain what we talked about with cutting room floor?
Yeah. Cutting room floor. We a little bit are enslaved to a schedule on a Sunday morning. There's lots of things that are happening and We essentially have 30 minutes on a Sunday morning to synthesize an entire passage of stuff that we've been reading about. And then maybe one time we'll even just go through what's the process like of a message when we come. Mm-hmm. Like, 'cause we talk about that with other guys. We even have a friend who has a podcast teaching yep. pastor. And how do you actually come up with a message? It might be kind of fun, interesting thing to talk about. But there are always things like I probably have 2 hours of material I could talk about.
Right.
And you're always trying to, Saturday is all about like, What am I cutting? Because there's stuff that just can't fit. So every once in a while, I think we'll have some stuff that we're going to want to be able to talk about and say, this is the stuff that we didn't have time to hit on mm-hmm. Sunday. And not that we're going to do that all the time.
No.
But definitely, I think there are some times where you're like, hey, this is super interesting. And
right.
And again, it might go on the nerdy side of things, because there are mm-hmm. times where I've dropped 3 or 4 hours looking at what the ancient rabbi said in the first century.
Exactly.
And that shows up in like a 20-second like statement. Like, this is what they said 2,000 years ago. All right, next point. Yeah. Here we go.
Exactly. Or you go down some rabbit trail. Sometimes you're down a studying rabbit trail and you realize, this isn't really into the main point of what I'm trying to preach on this Sunday.
Right.
But it was a really fascinating rabbit trail. It doesn't work on Sunday, but let's talk about it.
Yeah. And so, there's really like no other place to do it. So like, hey, this is a spot. This is a place to do it.
Right. But we might only do that once a month or something like that. We're not going to be doing Cutting Room Floor all the time, only when it's good. But I think what it grew for me even more to, when we think about what's this podcast about. So it is some of those other things, but I think it is really getting into the different life experiences of people that go to Calvary, how they live out their faith out in their world, whether they're in the business world, education, art, politics, music, sports, it could be like nonprofits, entrepreneurs, maybe even other ministries or churches that we partner with, mm-hmm. Missionaries, stuff like that. Like what's it like to live a life as a believer out in the field that you're in, or a little bit of their story and how they live for Christ out there?
And I think we, just to let the cat out of the bag, we've already interviewed some people. So while this might be the first podcast that you are hearing right now, this is not the first one that we've done. And so we have a handful of those already kind of in the bank. But I know that we have both been super impacted by the stories, and these are not like unknown people. These are people that show up to church every single Sunday here,
right?
And getting to hear their story and what they're doing out there in the world, like it's like, wow, it's working. It's inspiring.
It is,
and it's really amazing. So you might be listening to some of these people over time. You're gonna see them on a Sunday. They're gonna be here, and then maybe you are one of those people, and we can't wait to like bring you in and hear your story and see, man, God is doing amazing things in you and through you.
Absolutely. I love that. So I'm excited for pretty soon. These are going to start coming out.
Yeah.
And you'll see these released. So spread the word. We'll be posting them on all sorts of different like venues. But one thing I know is we hope that even on our Calvary Church Facebook page, that's a place where you could comment, kind of interact a bit, maybe even give us ideas of, you know, people you'd want to hear from or things that you think we should be talking about. We'd love to kind of interact with you in some way in that way, you know?
Yeah. As people are showing up and coming through, I know we're looking even forward to March, April, and our upcoming like Reach conferences and all of the missionaries. It's like this really great reunion that comes.
That's right.
Every single year. And we have a whole bunch of missionaries that show up in Orange County, and we even just go on a couple day retreat with them, and we're going to bring all the recording equipment and sit down with them. And hey, can we just dig deeper a little bit with you and rap a little bit? So
that's right.
It's exciting.
And then I think one of the biggest questions that we need to be able to solve here is, why is U2 the greatest band of all time?
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people are going to probably be interested in that.
Do you think people are going to start turning off the podcast at this point?
Or? Yeah. I mean, you're dividing the crowd pretty much at this point.
I do like to do that.
Yeah. I mean, some people would say Tony Bennett would be one of the greatest entertainers of all time.
Yeah. He's not really a band. I didn't say entertainer. Although I'd still say U2 is better than Tony Bennett.
Oh, see? So we're going to actually avoid some of those more culturally hot topics that might divide us as a group.
Okay, so this won't be a divisive podcast, is what you're saying?
No,
I don't want to be divisive either.
No. Let's bring unity, but I think different perspectives for sure.
Definitely.
So we could say that U2 is one great band that has made its mark, but you know, maybe it would be a good thing for us at some point in this adventure. Who knows how long this is going to last?
Yeah.
But let's actually hear the story behind some of the craziness. And there actually is some, knowing you and your story.
Oh, some reasons why they are my favorite band.
There's
some good reasons.
A little bit of redemption. Not as much as you would want or hope or think, but there's a little bit.
And I can't vouch for everything they say anymore either. It's kind of rough.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I admit that. So please tune in, check out the podcast, find out where it's at. We'll be letting you know. We're excited to share this with all of you. This is really, you know, last thing that we talk about here is that this is for Calvary. This is by Calvary people, for Calvary people. We're not trying to become the most famous people on earth with this kind of thing. This isn't the point.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people that start a podcast so they could grow enough of an audience so they could get sponsored or monetized. This, like, that is not our goal. We're not sitting here thinking, oh, I really hope that like the New American Standard Bible or Chick-fil-A is going to sponsor us here.
Maybe though, maybe. But that'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, Lachman Foundation, if you're listening, we'd love to talk to you a little bit later. All right, so no, but that is not our goal, but our goal really, let's get to know each other in a different environment. And I pray that this actually leads to like face-to-face conversations that it's not just stuck in our headphones, but that we're actually like getting to, hey, I heard what you said on the podcast this week. Can we like grab coffee? And like that's going to mobilize some better connection for us as a church.
Yeah, absolutely. And even though it is for Calvary people, I think it still could be an encouragement for some of your friends and things like that to be inspired by the lives of Calvary people. I think they can inspire people beyond just our church.
Yeah. Right? Pull up a chair and listen in on some of the people and what's going on here for sure.
All right, well, we'll see you soon on the Calvary Life Podcast.
Thanks again for joining us on the Calvary Life Podcast. If you enjoyed our show this week, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. If you want to learn more about Calvary Church or share any of your thoughts, check us out on our website at calvarylife.org or find us on one of our social media accounts. We're on Instagram at calvary_church, Facebook at Calvary Church of Santa Ana, and Twitter at Calvary Life.